This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. And we are all over the map here on a Tuesday. Well, what do I mean by that? There's some numbers out about the number of adults in Gen Z who aren't going to be making babies anytime soon. We'll talk about that. Biden officially announced. Democrats announced there won't be debates. Team Trump did something that makes people mad, but I think it's really, really sharp. One of the sharper moves I've seen them make. I applaud them for it. We'll talk about that probably about 10 minutes from now. Dr. Fauci doing the Joseph Stalin thing. I will explain. Communism ruined yet another great place, and someone wants to talk about working from home. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to begin here with something a little different than what you've heard today, I'm sure. But, you know, that's kind of what you get on this show. It's a little different. Before we get to the Joe Biden announcement, I want to talk about me for a moment. And believe me, this is going to tie into the Joe Biden announcement. I'm going somewhere with this, right? You remember, I've told you before, I ran for Congress in Arizona. Got out of the Marines, worked in construction, got mad about Obama running for office, ran for Congress out of nowhere. And so I'd had no experience in the political world and certainly had no experience in the media world. And the day came, we were going to film our first commercial. We had raised enough money to film a commercial that we were going to put on television. And when I say television, it wasn't running on American Idol. All right. We couldn't afford anything expensive. It's one of those things at 10 p.m. on the History Channel, running next to the Alien Show. There'll be the Jesse Kelly Show ad. But this is going to be a 30-second ad, kind of you see on TV. And I was stunned. To see what a process it was. A simple 30-second ad. And it's me, and we didn't have enough money, so we're not talking special effects here and spaceships and explosions and things. It was as low budget as it could possibly be. It was filmed, because we didn't have any money for anything else, at my campaign manager's parents' house. We filmed it in their house, so again, as basic as it could be, and it was all day long. for a 30-second commercial, I believe it was 9 hours. Why? Well, for things like this, for a campaign ad, everything has to be perfect. And it's just like you see when you see a parody of the movies being made or something. Cut! No, I didn't like it. Nope, cut. You need to say that one again. Nope, say that line again. We're talking a 30-second commercial. I will have repeated the same lines 50 times in a day. No, with a different voice inflection. Say it high. Okay, say it low. Okay, no, we'll want to do... Unbelievable how long it takes. That was for a low-budget congressional race, a 30-second ad that was going to run on FX at midnight. I bring that up because something struck me about Joe Biden's announcement ad today that I think it's one of those jaw-dropping things that everyone else would just kind of gloss over or miss, but I couldn't get my mind around it. So I'm going to play you the ad. And knowing what I just told you about the low-budget congressional ad, and then think about the Joe Biden budget, and think about the office Joe Biden is running for versus a congressional seat in Arizona, I want you to listen to Joe Biden attempt to talk in an ad.
Freedom. Personal freedom is fundamental to who we are as Americans. That's been the work of my first term, to fight for our democracy, to protect our rights, to make sure that everyone in this country is treated equally and that everyone is given a fair shot at making it. But you know, around the country, MAGA extremists are lining up to take on those bedrock freedoms, cutting Social Security that you've paid for your entire life while cutting taxes for the very wealthy, dictating what healthcare decisions women can make, banning books, and telling people who they can love, all while making it more difficult for you to be able to vote. When I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we're in a battle for the soul of America, and we still are. The question we're facing is whether in the years ahead we have more...
Do you hear it? I could let him keep going. Do you hear it, though? It's very subtle. Do you hear it? He's slurring. These MAGA Republicans, now it's not as obvious as the gaffes he makes live, but my point for this whole thing, since it is very slight, it is very subtle, that's after how many hours? That's a minute and 30-second long ad. I only played about 30 seconds of it. How many hours did it take them to record and re-record and chop up and cut and retake a minute 30-second ad with an unlimited budget? This was probably a 3 or 4 day project, and they still couldn't get a minute and 30 seconds out of Joe Biden where he could speak clearly the entire time. Which brings me to this. Why is Joe Biden announcing a run for the presidency today? Doesn't make sense. It's kind of a weird day. There's nothing even going on. But why come out and make the announcement today? And he announces Dome is running with him. Kamala Harris is going to be his VP again. Why make the announcement today? I'll tell you why. Leverage. He's not running. He's announcing he's running because Hunter Biden is officially under the gun. Voters themselves are sick of the fact that Joe Biden can't talk. And when he does, remember, he's a jerk. He's always been a jerk. His brain just melted to the point they sold him as just a stuttering old guy, but he's just been a jerk to everyone forever. This is communist apparatchik ABC's Terry Moran.
And Terry, do you expect all Democrats to suddenly rally around the president?
Well, I'll leave that to our Democratic form official here. My own sense is that most Americans don't want to vote for an 81-year-old man for president.
Terry Moran is a reliable communist apparatchik. If you're the system, you go to Terry Moran and you tell Terry Moran that night on the nightly news, he has to murder a puppy live on the air. He's murdering a puppy live on the air. Terry Moran does what he's told when he's told. Terry Moran speaking out against Joe Biden running for office in combination with Hunter Biden's legal troubles
explains why Joe Biden announced today he's running for president, even though he can't talk. It's the only leverage he has. He can't give it up. The only way he's going to be able to make the deal that I say he's going to make is if he's running and acting like he's running. Remember, the deal I've said he's going to make is this. You know the DOJ works on behalf of the Bidens. That's not a secret. So why would all the Hunter Biden stuff be in the news instead of getting buried like all of Hillary Clinton's crimes got buried? Why would you even talk about it? Why is the case even being pursued at all? As leverage over Joe Biden, the system is in charge. Not Joe Biden, of course, not the president. The system is in charge. They want Joe Biden gone because he's old. He can't talk. And he routinely says the quiet parts out loud, the parts he's not supposed to say. He shows up at events with Representative Jahana Hayes there, and in the course of about 10 seconds, calls her Jonah.
Thank you for the members of Congress here today, including two outstanding educating congresswomen, Jonah. And by the way, Jonah Hayes is... Jonah, where are you? There you are, Jonah, right in front of me. Stand up, Jonah. Jonah happens to be a teacher, happens to be the 2016 National Teacher of the Year.
Big fan, Jonah. They want him gone. And you've got the young hotshot from California, Gavin Newsom. What do you think Gavin Newsom is doing traveling across the country all of a sudden, doing sit-down interviews and big Democrat meetups in places like Florida and others? He's traveling across. What do you think he's doing? The Democrats want Joe Biden gone. The system wants Joe Biden gone. They're going to use the Hunter Biden stuff as leverage to get Joe Biden gone. Joe Biden and Biden's team, probably not Joe, it's probably Jill. I think we all know that Joe Biden is not doing any thinking. He's having a hard enough time.
My focus is just stay focused.
The Biden team knows this. So they know their only leverage is to declare early, we're in the race, we're running, we're winning in 2024. That's your only leverage. That allows the system to come to Joe Biden and tell him, okay, I know you have announced and you're running. We need you to not run. We need you to drop out. And if you do, we'll drop the Hunter Biden stuff. That's why he announced today. Now, you may be confused why he would announce Dome coming along with him. Why would you bring Dome along? Especially when you're Joe Biden's age. She doesn't serve any purpose for you anymore. I will explain why Dome came along. There's a purpose for that, too, in just a moment. But first, I'm going to explain this. I saw a video this morning that I wish I had not seen. It was a video about just how close we are to World War III. About how all the pieces are falling into place perfectly for a World War III, from the economic difficulties to the weakness of America to the other nations being on the move. It's all there. The days when we may have to dip our fingers into our emergency supplies are not 100 years off. They're not. They will come sooner than that. When? I don't know. Do you have an emergency three-month food kit in your home for everyone who lives in your home if, God forbid, the grocery store is closed? My Patriot Supply has emergency three-month food kits ready to go. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com because they're $200 off per kit right now. But go now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get to your emails in a little bit. We got some things we need to go over with here, or we need to go over with. We need to go over here. Biden announces he's running, which, again, is hilarious. I want to give credit. I think it was Blaze who put this montage together. This guy's running for re-election in 2024.
Freedom, personal freedom, is fundamental to who we are as Americans. That's been the work of my first term. to fight for our democracy.
Right, not this one, the wrong one, this one.
And I had a nurse named Pearl Nelson, military. She'd come in and do things that I don't think you learn in medical school, nursing school. She'd whisper in my ear. I couldn't understand him. She'd whisper, she'd lean down.
It's too bad Pearl was retired by the time I joined the Marines.
She'd actually breathe on me to make sure that there was a connection, a human connection. Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie?
Jackie's dead. She died in a car accident a couple months before this speech.
She wasn't going to be here.
I'm not being facetious. Well, President Harris led this effort.
And the percentage of the men who do so, end of quote. Repeat the line.
Biden's being Biden's being an extremist. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas.
Okay. All right, quit. Stop. I can't. All right. So he announces he's running, and he announces Dome is running with him.
Now, why would you bring her along? Unless you're in need of stress relief, what is the purpose of bringing Dome along? I asked my buddy John Phillips about this, and John, we were talking about it, and he had a really, really good insight, which I'm now going to steal and pretend like this is my insight. So I had a really good insight about this. She's the one who can torpedo him if he lets her go. It's not that they want to bring Dome along. She doesn't add anything to the ticket. They know she takes away from the ticket, but she is the one, if he dumps her, think what she would do. Think what a vicious, ambitious ladder climber like that would do to Joe Biden if they kicked her out the door, which is the ultimate public embarrassment for a VP. If your president, and it's happened before, if your president brings you in and sits you down and says, hey, thanks, but we're not going to need you for term number two. Ooh, it's bad. Your political career's over. It's bad. So what would she do? You know exactly what she'd do. She'd be sitting down with the New York Times. She wouldn't even wait till the next day. She'd be on a plane to New York City, sitting down with the New York Times, dropping the most vicious tell-all article you've ever seen in your life about why Joe Biden is a dementia-ridden disaster, and he's just about, he's pretty much falling over dead every day. That's why Dome comes along. She's the ultimate example of why you never, ever, 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 ever bring a communist into your company of any kind. Because once they're in, they will spread like a cancer and bring your company down. That's why your HR department is currently destroying your corporation, the one you work for. They are. They destroy every corporation because they're all full of communists now. So they'll come in and they'll spread like cancer and kill you. But that's not even the worst part. The worst part is once they're in, they're like a tick. You can't get them out. When you get them out, it's going to hurt you. It's like me walking through the Thailand jungle with leeches on my body. You can't just grab them and start ripping them off your legs and your arms and your neck. You have to have a friend of yours take a lighter to them. And even that's not very pleasant. Yes, all this stuff is real and it happened. And I don't want to live through it again. But that's why Dome is coming along. Now, let's move on from Dome for a second, because Team Trump said something smart. Well, Trump said something smart today. I want to applaud them for this. This is the kind of intelligent thinking that makes people angry, but it's intelligent. Before we get to that, let's get to this because it just makes me laugh.
This is in the lap of the president of the United States. The president and the White House has failed New York City on this issue.
Have you figured out what Eric Adams is doing in New York City with all of these very public criticisms of the system? They're not helping us. They're not helping us. There's no money. There's no help. Joe Biden sucks. Why is Joe Biden failing? What's going on? Have you figured out what the deal, what the game is yet? Here's the game. New York, because they decided to embrace communism and reject any rule of law or sanity, New York has become more dangerous. Businesses have left. New York has lost tax revenue. New York City, unlike the federal government, can't just walk up to the money printing machine and go beep and just print out another $1 trillion. So they need to make up that loss. How do you make up that loss if you're Eric Adams? You become the squeaky wheel so the federal government will stroke you a check for the migrants. Remember when he said yesterday, the migrants are destroying New York, the biggest city in America, the most important city in the world, is being destroyed by a few thousand migrants. Be serious. Of course, that's ridiculous. What's Eric Adams doing? Holding out his hand, saying, pay me for my silence. This is what you call professional, legal, political blackmail. Mark my words, Chris, write this one down. Federal government is going to find a way to get a nice fat check in the hands of Eric Adams. And then you'll hear these press conferences stop. Oh, that's going to be, I can't wait till that happens, Chris. I'm just going to be obnoxious. You know what I'll do the day that happens? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm actually going to take double the recommended dose of the male vitality stack from Chalk that day, because I'll be so amped up that I'll just want to scream through the radio, look how right the Oracle was once again. And since I know everybody in the audience is either on a female vitality stack or a male vitality stack, their ears will have the energy needed to withstand my obnoxiousness that day as I rub it in everyone's face that once again, Jesse the Shogun called it, the world famous author. Now, you better prepare yourself for that day. That could happen tomorrow. You never know. You need to get your male vitality stack now. Go to CHOQ.com. Natural herbal supplements. No more injections. No more walking around feeling out of breath. No more energy in the afternoon. I need a cup of coffee. Natural herbal supplements. Care for yourself first. Chalk.com. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off. Go now.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
Would you guys consider anything less than the championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok, from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and Trump is doing something today. Has people mad, and I don't know why you're mad. It's brilliant. It's freaking brilliant. Let's talk about it. First of all, the DeSantis versus the Trump stuff is ramping up. Heavy D now leveling some attacks that are clearly aimed both barrels at Trump. Get ready to hear a ton of this.
Leaders take the bull by the horns and make the decisions for themselves. They don't subcontract out their leadership to health bureaucrats like Dr. Fauci.
That's a clean shot. That's a very smart attack. That's a good shot. Trump taking shots back.
This is just out. I guess that Ron DeSantis is not quite as popular in Florida as people thought. I assume, among other things, that they don't want their Social Security cut or their Medicare cut. Can't do that, Ron.
Okay. All right. Trump put out a statement today that has people mad, and here's what he said. Quote, I see that everybody is talking about the Republican debates, but nobody got my approval or the approval of the Trump campaign before announcing them. When you're leading by seemingly insurmountable numbers, and you have hostile networks with angry Trump and MAGA-hating anchors asking the questions, why subject yourself to being libeled and abused? Also, the second debate is being held at the Reagan Library, the chairman of which is, amazingly, Fred Ryan, publisher of the Washington Post. No. So that's Trump out there saying, okay, you came out and you announced these debates, but I never agreed to any of these Republican primary debates, and I'm up by a mile. I'm not doing any of this. Now, let me clarify. I don't believe Trump is going to be up by, even if he is now, which I don't believe either, in state by state polling. Remember, state by state polling is all that matters. Every national poll by DeSantis or Trump, wad it up and throw it in the trash. It means nothing. They mean nothing. Primaries are different. The primaries aren't held on the same day. They're held on in different states at different times. And so state by state polling is all you and I need to care about at all. How are they polling against each other in Iowa with likely Republican voters? How are they polling in South Carolina, New Hampshire, Florida? These are the things that matter. State by state polling, right? So let's say, for the sake of argument, we get to 2024 and Trump really is up by 40, 50 points in state by state polling. That's January 2024, and he's up by 40 or 50 on Ron DeSantis in state by state polling. Which he won't be, by the way, but let's say he is. Well, why should he debate? Now, you can sit here, and you probably are, and I will tell you I have the same personal instinct. You can sit here and say, well, I want to see ideas challenged and I want to see the candidates fight. And you know, that's what I want too. I want the candidates to fight. You go up there, you compete for my vote. You go have a war of ideas on the stage. But again, it's about the winning, isn't it? If you're Team Trump and you have a lead that is insurmountable by next year, you shouldn't debate. And Trump's always been very, very good about knowing which debates to take and which ones he didn't. Remember the early ones in the 2016 primary where he was beating up poor Jeb Bush and all these, and he did very well. But then it came down to Ted Cruz. And remember, whether you love Cruz or hate Cruz, Ted Cruz can debate. He was on the Harvard debate team. He's just very good on his feet. Ted Cruz is very, very good. And Ted Cruz, once everyone else dropped out, was the last one in. Cruz would have barbecued Trump in a head-on-head debate, but Trump was smart enough then to realize, why would I take on Ted Cruz in a debate? I'm too far ahead. I'll just simply say, nope, I'm not debating, and I'll go pound him. And he did. It was a very smart move by Trump. Know your strengths, know your weaknesses. If he's really up by these kinds of numbers in state-by-state polls in 2024, he shouldn't debate. It would be idiotic. Why would you be that far ahead
and then stop and do the tortoise and the hare thing and stop and turn around and let the tortoise potentially catch up to you. No, keep running. Finish. Don't debate anybody. Now, if you're sitting there upset right now with that or me, that's fine. But let me comfort you with this. He's not going to be up by 40, 50 points by 2024. State-by-state polls right now, even though they don't matter, they're definitely close and really close considering one candidate hasn't even, DeSantis hasn't even officially announced yet. And we have all this campaigning to do between now and then. It's going to be a lot closer. And as much as I love Ted Cruz, you know I do, he's a friend of mine. As much as I like a lot of the people that were in that primary against Trump, Rand Paul was in there. Rand Paul's nails. I love Rand Paul. There were some really good people in there. Trump has never faced a Republican like he's about to face now. I'm not saying he's going to lose at all, but he better remember, he better realize, and I think he does, this ain't 2016. That's not Ted Cruz. Ron DeSantis is popular with Republican primary voters from Iowa to South Carolina to California to Texas. Ron DeSantis is popular. He's not more popular than Trump. He might be as popular than Trump, but he's very popular. He is not poorly thought of, and you realize this when you see Trump's rallies. If you watch Trump's rallies, you should realize it's Trump very smartly using them to poll test things. You've ever heard of poll testing things? What words do you like? What don't you like? These are things people do. Brands will do this. Politicians do this. Trump rallies are poll testing. I've been to one of them. He'll get up there and you can tell him he's working the crowd. He wants to figure out what the crowd is ginned up about. I'm here in Texas. It's a border state. I remember when Trump, he was already getting cheers from the crowd and he finally got to the border and he was talking about building the border wall and the roof was about to come off that place. And Trump knew, you could tell, he knew, okay, I got something. And then there are other things he brings up that may not be as popular with the crowd as they are with Trump. When Trump starts taking shots at DeSantis at his rallies, you don't hear a bunch of cheers. Oftentimes it just gets really quiet. Sometimes even a boo or two, but it's not popular. DeSantis is popular. Team Trump has a much more difficult competition this time than he's faced before. That's a fact. But again, all that being said, I don't know why we're being mad about that. And it's just like I said yesterday when people asked me about this Vivek Ramaswamy or whatever this guy's name who got in the race. And I mentioned, I believe he got in on Trump's behest, on Trump's behalf, maybe at Trump's behest. Maybe Trump told him to. Why? He's going to play the Chris Christie role of 2016. He's going to savage Ron DeSantis on behalf of Trump. And then by the time the race is over, Vivek will have, of course, lost, but his brand will be bigger. And if Trump pulls it off, you get welcomed into the Trump White House. And people get mad about that. And they're, oh, that's dirty. I don't like it. Politics is dirty, baby. You think you're going to play clean and beat Team Biden? I love that move. If I'm right about that, I applaud Team Trump for that. I think that's brilliant. And I applaud Team Trump for this. Are you going to dislike that? Even if you're on Team Trump, you will. You'll dislike it. I know that. But remember, you're the hyper-informed. You're the 1%. You're the tip of the spear. It's the smart move for Trump. If he is up that big, he shouldn't debate. He shouldn't. Period. No. Don't complain to me. You come get closer to me in the polls. It's like when I used to watch the NFL. Every year, the consensus number one draft pick would skip going to the NFL combine, and everyone would get mad. Well, he should want to go out there and run the 40. Up yours. I'm going to go make $100 million. I'm not running anything. I earned the number one spot. I'm not risking it now. All right, enough. Let's talk about family. A real serious talk about the future of our nation and family, because there are some numbers out today that, my gosh. Look, we are not going to have a nation to save. I'll just put it to you this way. We're not going to have a nation to save unless we start making babies. That's just demographics or destiny. It is what it is. We have to make babies. Part of the reason I speak so passionately about preborn is it's not just because they're stopping an abortion. It's because it's creating a life. that life needs to come into existence. We as a nation need it. Even if you don't care about the individual, if you care about your country, you should want babies being born. We need them. Preborn is out there finding women who are about to have an abortion, and they're giving them an ultrasound for free. The woman hears it. She hears the heartbeat. She chooses life almost every time. That $28 buys that ultrasound. That's buying a life that your country needs. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give $28 tonight. All right? Sponsored by Preborn.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, and it is the final segment of only the first hour of The Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we have more than 2 hours left. Now let's get to a couple things. One, I heard something today from a friend of mine, Melissa Chen, and she was talking about, she's from Singapore. She was talking about, she'd put something out about how she was back in Singapore and visiting family. It's where her family's from. And every time she'd been back there for most of her life, all they could talk about was how cool America seemed and how great America seemed. And now her family just dogs on the place. And it's because of all the endless LGBTQ stuff. This is what the world sees. This is what they see. And it freaking saddened me. And it made me angry that that's how the world sees us now. I mean, this, what you're about to hear, this took place today. This was an official White House press conference. This took place at the White House podium. Your White House. My White House. This is what the world got to see today.
So this week is Lesbian Visibility Week, and as the first openly queer person to hold the position of press secretary for the President of the United States, I see every day how important visibility and representation are. Today, I'm honored to welcome the cast of The L Word and Generation Q, two Showtime series that chronicle the friendship, the love, the challenges, and the triumphs of strong, funny, and resilient queer women. Up here with me are the amazing, talented actresses who play those very roles. Jennifer Beals, Leisha Haley, and Catherine Minnick.
I'm sad. I don't have another way to put it. I'm sad. Not about the stupid press conference or those lesbians up there or anything like that. I don't care about that. I love this place. Don't you? I love this country. And I can't believe what they've done to it. I think about press conferences like that, and I think about what the entire planet must think about us now. You've heard me say this before, but I really mean this. Think about this. Think about how we have, you have, I know I have, how we have looked at other nations at various points in our lives and how we've looked down on them. You know, communist Soviet Union days. Oh man, look at the government corruption. Look at how they arrest their political opponents. Think about all the times you looked at some Middle Eastern country, some strict Muslim country where they have the women draped in full hijabs and you can't see anything but their eyes. And think how many times you said to friends or family or maybe even publicly, look at those barbarians. Look at that culture. Man, it would suck to live in a culture like that. How many times have you said something like that? I know me personally, it's been a lot. I talk about culture all the time, and over the course of my life, I've said things like that a lot. And it just absolutely guts me that I know they're all watching us now. They're all watching this. And as they watch this stuff, that's verbatim what they're saying about us.
So this week is Lesbian Visibility Week, and as the first openly queer person to hold the position of press secretary for the President of the United States, I see every day how important visibility.
Look at those barbarians. Look at that despicable culture. That's what they're saying about us today. Man, what a bunch of weirdos. Gosh, look what a freak show America turned into. That's what they're saying about us. And I hate it, man. As a patriot, I hate it. I can't stand what they've done. I'm so mad about it. I got myself in a real bad funk this morning. Maybe you can tell about that, because I had seen some things and it was really increasing my hatred for these people. And you know, one of the things I guess I should probably learn to let things go. You know, one of the things that's been grinding on me today, and I know this is old. I don't even know why I'm bringing it up. It's just grinding on me so badly. Not Joe Biden, not just him getting our guys killed in Afghanistan with that ridiculous pullout and then getting our guys blown up. When Joe Biden was so dismissive of the families when he had to go show up when they brought the bodies back, and he kept checking his watch. Remember, we saw the picture of him checking his watch, but multiple parents who were there said that he did it the whole time. Because Joe Biden's not in control of his faculties anymore, he would just do this out in the open. He'd just sit there and, okay, your son's dead. Okay, well, hold on. I only have to be here another 5 minutes. Hang on. Let me check my watch again. Oh, my gosh. How much longer is this going to last? And I got myself in such a bad funk. I was filled with such hatred this morning. I had to go lift weights. I have some weights in the house, and I knew I had to burn off some steam. I was just walking around with a scowl on my face. So that's where I'm at. Look, before I continue on, let's remember that we are in a battle against some severely horrible people. And there are only so many ways we get to fight that battle. The elections, they only come along every so often, right? Depending on where you are. But you vote with your dollars every single day. Every single day you cast a vote. Now that corporate America has chosen a side in the culture wars, you cast a vote whenever you spend the money you earn. Where are you voting? Who are you voting for when you pay your cell bill? You know you're casting a vote, right? If you're paying Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, you're voting against yourself, against your country, against your own interests. If you're paying Pure Talk every month, not only will you be paying them a lot less, you will be paying somebody who not only shares your values, promotes your values. Who are you casting your vote with? Not only does your bill get cut in half, you can save an extra 50% off your first month if you just dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. All right? All right, you know what? I need a cleanse.
I am the Frito Bandito. I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
All right. Hey, that's enough of that. Now, I actually teased something that I only barely got to. I had to go off on that. I'm so mad about that diversity hire thing just because of that story of how the world looks at us. And I've taken such pride. Haven't you taken such pride in how the world looks at us? That freedom, the city on a hill type thing. To know that we're now mocked. People speak about us scornfully. That hurts. But along those same lines, we have to talk about our future and we have to talk about family. Do we want to save the country? Well, there's something staring at us right in the face and it's time to confront it. Hang on.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday,
normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.